When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Happy to have you here and happy to have on the line with me right now Jacques Patrick, who is a running back in the incoming class of 2015 for college football. He's out of Timber Creek High School in one of my old stomping grounds, Orlando, Florida. Has gotten plenty offers from the state of Florida, including Florida, Florida State, and Miami, as well as UCF and South Florida, and I'm happy to have him on the show. 40-plus offers and still a whole season of football to play for Jacques Patrick, so it's got to be something to be very proud of, and I'm happy to have him here on the show. Jacques, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Jacques, first and foremost, 40-plus offers with an entire season to go for high school football. What does that mean to you?
That means a lot, you know, because it means that coaches believed in my abilities early on, you know, from the start, you know, because I picked up most of those offers freshman and sophomore year.
When you look at the fact that most of those offers came freshman and sophomore year for you, Jacques, what is it that you were hearing from the schools that just made them want to come after you? I mean, what are you doing as a running back that's making you so highly sought after?
You know, I'm a big back, you know, 6'2", 225, you know, and I can run. You know, and coaches like that, you know, because there's not a lot of backs, you know, that's that big and can run. You know, so coaches see that and they want it.
Being 6'2", 220, is that, you know, when you look at your weight right now, is that where you want to be? Are you comfortable with that? Are you looking to drop any or gain any more weight? What are you looking to do as far as your weight moving forward?
Yeah, I'm probably play at 225 in college, so I can stay bulk and be able to sustain playing the full season, you know, without injuries and all that kind of stuff. So 225 is the way I feel like I play my best at.
When you look at getting your body ready, Jacques, I mean, 6'2", you can't control how tall you are, but being 220, being there, you know, like you said, a big back right now, that you feel that's one of the reasons why schools came after you so early. How did you get yourself there? I mean, what's your regiment been like and training-wise, and who have you really worked with that has helped you get to the point that you're at right now?
You know, I played basketball after football season that helped me with my, you know, keep me all trimmed up, you know, get rid of all the baby fat and all that kind of stuff. And then as soon as basketball is over, I run track and then I lift weights, you know, to prepare for the next football season. Everything I do is to prepare for the next season. So when I play basketball, it's to prepare for the next season.
How does that work out when you're running track, you're lifting weights, you're playing the sport of basketball? When it's all dedicated to football, how do track coaches and basketball coaches respond to you? I mean, is it what they expect from you? Are they okay with it? I mean, what's it like for them knowing that you're utilizing your time on their team to get better prepared for football?
You know, they're okay with it. You know, they know, you know, football is what I'm going to college for. I gave up basketball at ninth grade, you know, once I started getting offers at football, you know, but I still contribute to the basketball team, you know, night in, night out. And then track is, you know, it's for me that they get faster, you know.
When you look at everything that you're good at, what would you say is your best attribute, Jacques? I mean, is it speed that we talk about? You know, you just stated with track getting faster. Is that what you consider to be your best, or is there another area that you think you would call your best?
I'd probably say my acceleration. You know, my starting go. You know, once I see that hole, I hit it, and I hit it hard and fast.
Who do you take?
My burst and acceleration.
When you talk about your burst and acceleration, what have you done working out-wise to be prepared for something like that? How have you created yourself to be a back that has a strong burst and also the ability to accelerate rapidly?
I would say my clean and jerking, and then I would say I do a little hill workout, so I do resistant bands up the hills.
With all the workouts that you've done and all the coaches that you've had, Jacques, who do you really think, you know, who can you attribute to all of this and what you have become and how successful you are, the offers that have come in? What coaches or trainers do you want to specifically thank for their help?
You know, mainly my high school coaches, you know, everyone that's, like, you know, trained me and all that kind of stuff, you know, because everyone wants to work with you, you know, when they see you have a high-profile name. But, you know, my high school coaches, you know, they try to push me at the school, you know, to work hard, you know, stay in the weight room all the time.
Jacques, you have, like I said, 40-plus offers. They're all over the country, from your Kentuckys to Duke to Clemson to the Arizona, Arkansas, to Notre Dame, to Alabama, to Auburn, to Ohio State, Florida, Florida State, Miami, UCF, South Florida, Syracuse, Texas Tech, Vanderbilt, UCLA, Wisconsin, the Virginias, all over the country. Schools want you to say yes to them. Marshall, Michigan State, Mississippi State, Missouri, you know, the list goes on, Penn State as well. When you hear all of those names and you see all these schools across the country, how difficult is it for you to kind of narrow it down, or do you feel like you can narrow it down and you can look at 40-plus and say, you know what, I'm not really interested in these schools, but I want to take a bigger look at these schools? I mean, how does the whole process work for you when you're dealing with so many suitors?
You know, you got to go out. Mainly, you just got to go out and see the places, you know, before you just close your eye to it. And I've visited a lot of, like, every school, you know, that I feel like I was going to be interested in, from the LSUs, the Alabama, Tennessee, you know, schools like that. And visiting all the schools, you get an idea of, you know, what you want. You write a list down of what you want before you go to all those schools, and you see, it's like a checklist. You go to all those schools and check off if that school has what you want. If that school doesn't have what you want, you know, you kind of get the idea that's not the school you want to be at.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands. In that checklist, Jacques, what's on your checklist when you go to each school? What's on your list that you have to have?
Comfortability with the coaches, the players, and the school. You know, great academics. You know, and it's the place, you know, I can just, If it wasn't for football, is it the place I want to go? Well, I would like to go and just, you know, and play no football if football wasn't an option.
when you've gone through the process so far and you've visited a bunch of schools already with unofficials just to go onto the campus, has there been any schools that you've been able to check off the list that didn't have what you wanted?
Yeah, there's been quite a few. I checked off the list. You know, a couple of schools I wasn't interested in. You know, a lot of reasons I wasn't interested in schools I checked off. But, you know, they're all still great schools. You know, but at the end of the day, you don't have to pick one.
Who would you say at this point is off the list for you?
I eliminated LSU. I can't think. A couple other schools. But it was like LSU, Missouri, and all that kind of stuff. I had a top 10, so basically, a couple of other schools came late, you know, outside of my top 10. But, I mean, besides the top 10 and a couple other schools, I'm not really interested in any more schools.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Who stands in that top 10 right now?
Florida, Florida State, Alabama, Auburn, Miami, Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Tennessee, UCF, and a couple other schools come on late, like Oklahoma, Texas, UCLA, maybe USC.
So with all those schools, I mean, we look at your top 10 and everybody that you named off, a lot of those schools are in Florida. Do they have the advantage over you right now because, you know, UCF is kind of in your backyard, FSU, Florida, Miami, those type of schools, do they have the upper hand with you because so many of them are in your top 10? Would it be safe to say that Florida has your, I guess I would say your focus right now above any other state?
Yeah, of course they can you can say they have an advantage because I can visit those schools anytime I want. I mean, Florida State's 4 hours away from me, Miami's 3, UCF 15, Florida's 2, 15 minutes away from me is UCF.
With all those schools, have you gotten an opportunity to go out and see all the Florida schools yet, or is there still a few that you have to go out and see?
Yeah, I have had the opportunity to see all of them. I've seen Florida, Florida State, Miami, UCF, USF, basically all those schools, major schools, and I haven't seen FAU and FIU, but schools like that.
What do you take away from them? I mean, when you went to go see USF, UCF, Miami, Florida State, and Florida, what schools stuck out to you? I mean, I know a bunch of them are in your top 10, obviously, but are there any schools that you really had something stick on your mind from that are in the state of Florida?
Yeah, you know, the school's in my top 10. School's, you know, that something about them that stuck out. Manny from Florida State, you know, the coaching staff they have. And then Florida, and just, you know, the environment, Miami, the environment. Then UCF, the thing about them is just 15 minutes away from home.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clap in your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
With being 15 minutes away from home, would that be something that's far enough for you? I mean, if you ended up going to UCF, would you be okay with the fact that it's so close to home, or would you like to experience going farther away from home?
You know, UCF, you know, it can be a good and bad thing that they're so close to home, because, you know, kids want to go to college and, you know, want to get the real college experience, you know, and UCF's so close. I can go to their campus anytime I want, you know, and hang out with the people there, even though I'm at Timber Creek.
And at your time at Timber Creek, Jacques, you know, what have you really learned from Timber Creek? Obviously, Florida has football talent up and down the state, but what can you say about Timber Creek, the talent that you go up against in practice and the talent that you've gone up against in game situations as well?
Some of the things I learned at Timber Creek, you know, just the competition there. The last 2 years we've been having some good years. Last year we had a down year, you know, and it's just the coaches and the people there, they all care about you, you know, they all want to see you succeed. You know, last year, I mean, even though we were having a down year in our standards, everyone was still competing, you know, going all out each game, even when, I mean, last game of the year, I mean, it wasn't our last home game of the year. It was senior night. You know, we had nothing to play for, you know, because we weren't going to the playoffs at that point. But everyone came out, you know, we knocked off the number one seed in our district and knocked them out the playoffs. So things like that.
When you look at all of those experiences, how have they helped you to become a better running back and a better person in general, that you've been in situations where your team wasn't going anywhere? They, you know, you had gotten to a point where you weren't going to move forward, but you were still fighting the best that you could and making sure that you made every game count and every play count. What have you taken from that as a player and as a person, that your team has never quit on anything?
Yeah, it builds, you know, it builds your character, you know, it makes you a better person overall, you know, and it just shows what type of person you are, you know. Are you going to quit when things get hard, or are you going to keep going? Yeah, and my and our team, you know, Timber Creek, any since I've been there since my sophomore year, has showed, you know, no matter what, we gonna always fight. One game this year we got down 20-0 in the second quarter. You know, we could easily gave it up. You know, we easily just laid down, got beat 35-0, this game finished. But you know, we came back 29-28, and we still lost that game 34-29, but we fought back, got took the lead, lost it unfortunately on a kick return. But you know, things like that are chosen on the character and the determination that we the players have at Timber Creek.
With all that determination and everything you have as a team, I want you to look at yourself individually as a component of that team, and for your future reference, what would you say are your best attributes at the running back position, Jacques? I mean, we talked about you having size, we talked about you having the burst and acceleration, but when a coach sits down with you and they say, Jacques, describe your game, tell me what you play like, tell me what I can expect if I put you on my team, what's the whole package that you would want a coach to know for college?
Yeah, I can tell you there's a lot of backs, you know, in the country and all that kind of stuff. And as me being 6'2", you know, 225, you know, I've been clocked at 4.5 and 40. But the thing about me, I think that I really see that stood out from, you know, all the years I've been working is my agility, my quickness in and out of cuts. You know, for a guy my size, I feel like I do that very well. You know, I'm not just big and then like one of those stiff, big and stiff backs. So I can actually move like I'm a 5'9", 5'10" back. You know, that's what I think what makes me best as a running back is the way I can move with the size I have.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Is there any running back that you look up to? I mean, anybody that maybe you know personally, maybe you've played against or you've been taught from, or even somebody you've seen in the NFL. Are there any running backs that you really look up to in your life and think are guys that you kind of want to follow in their footsteps?
Yeah, I look up to guys like Adrian Peterson. You know, I watch old Eric Dickerson tape. I look up to, you know, the guys, the running backs at Alabama. You know, any running back that's doing well, you know, I strive to see what he's doing, you know, and I see if I can, you know, go try it and do it and then try to make implement that in my game, you know, make myself a better player.
You said, Jacques, that you look up to running backs in Alabama. It's one of the schools that offered you, and they're in your top 10. Why specifically did you say that you look up to Alabama running backs?
You know, the last I say 4 or 5 years, they've been playing running backs in the NFL, first and second round picks. You know, that's I just said something about the talent they have at that position.
You've also been offered by Syracuse up north, and you didn't say about them being in your top 10 or even outside of your top 10. Where does Syracuse kind of stand with you right now?
You know, Syracuse is a great program, you know, and going to Syracuse would set me, you know, for a long time, you know, because the market in New York is crazy. And I feel like, you know, but Syracuse, it just wasn't a fit for me, you know, football-wise. So, you know, Syracuse is that school I'm really looking into right now.
When you say that they didn't fit you football-wise, what was it about them that didn't fit you?
You know, Syracuse is, it's all the way in New York. You know, no disrespect to the program, but, you know, I want to go compete for national championships, you know. I'm pretty sure they can in a couple of years, but I'm trying to compete right away for national championships, you know, and that's what type of school you see all the schools in my top 10, all the schools I can compete for national championships right away, you know, with me added to the roster.
I definitely appreciate everything that you had to say. And the last thing that I have to ask you here, Jacques, is your mission statement, not just as a player, but as a person. What do you want people to know about you? Whatever community you become a part of, whatever school you end up playing for, what should they know about Jacques Patrick, the person, and Jacques Patrick, the player? If you put it all together, what should people know?
No, just, great all-around guy. You know, everyone's not gonna like you, but you know, I'm a strong believer in not burning bridges or anything like that. You know, I try to brighten everyone's day. You know, if I'm walking through school, I see a kid with his head down, I say, "What's up, bro? How you doing? You know, just try to brighten his day a little bit or something like that. You know, football is not who I am as a person. You know, I try to set examples for everyone. You know, as just being a good person. You know, it doesn't take a lot to be. To be a good person. I mean, in my opinion, it's much harder to be like mean to someone than to be nice to them.
What makes you that way, Jacques? I mean, like you said, it's a lot harder to be a mean person than it is to be a good person. What makes you so? I mean, not only want to be a good person, but you seem so humble. Despite the fact that you've had almost 50 offers come your way, what makes you want to be the person that you are and want to be humble throughout this whole process and throughout your life in general?
You know, because I watch the players, our NFL players, and all that type of stuff. You know, and I see some of the mistakes that they make. You know, and you can either learn from it or you can go do the same mistake. You know, and I'm going to choose to learn and gonna sit there and learn from it, you know, and make the best decisions possible for me to prosper in life, all that type of stuff, you know. My mother and my parents raised me right, you know, and I'm not trying to embarrass my name. You know, I want to represent my family's name well, so I try to do it the best possible. You know, and being humble about things, you know, is the best way to be, because, you know, no one likes a guy that likes to brag about what they do. You know, if you have 40 offers and all that type of stuff, you know, it's going to speak for itself. You don't have to go around telling people, yeah, I have this and that, you know, because people are obviously eventually going to get tired of hearing about you or not even want to deal with you, you know what I mean, or even want to be your friend. So I just take a humble approach in life, you know, because it can all get taken away just in 1 second.
What do you want to say to your family and what they've done to help you out, Jacques? I mean, you bring up your parents, you say you were raised right. What do you want your loved ones to know from you as a way to say thank you? What would you say?
You know, I would say, just thank you. You know, they're raising right, and I have an older brother that's going off to Western Michigan next year. I have a younger brother that's coming up, you know, in 2 years he'll be in high school, and hopefully he can be better than me. You know, I train with him so he can learn the stuff that I'm learning now at his age. So when he gets my age, he'll be probably the top running back in the country, hopefully, you know, and recruited by everyone.
Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the time, and it's nice to know that a man can be humble throughout this whole process, and it's nice to know that, you know, through everything that you're going with, you're still trying to help out your younger brother, feeling good for your older brother, and everything else that you said today. I really appreciate you taking the time, Jacques, and coming on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, and I would love to continue to talk with you, and as you go through your process, would love to have you back on the show and see where you're at as time goes by.
All right, no problem.
All right, thanks Jacques. I would like to thank Jacques Patrick for coming on to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, once again, for this original experience in the conversation that I was blessed to have here with Jacques Patrick, running back in the incoming class of 2015 with a top 10, plenty of offers, some schools just outside that top 10, and schools that Jacques has already said goodbye to, coming out of Timber Creek High School in Orlando, Florida. I would also like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt. You heard from them during the show. Located on 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard in DeWitt, minutes from Syracuse University. Please head over there, try them out. If you've never been to Carvel, seriously, I mean, what's going on? If someone says to you, have you ever had a piece of ice cream cake, and you say no, or you say yes, but not Carvel, you're missing out. Carvel is the ice cream cake. They are the home when it comes to anniversaries, parties, whatever's going on, holidays, special moments, weddings. When it comes to showing a loved one how much you care and you want to do something special, something simple, something nice for them, head over to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street for this Valentine's Day. My fiance, she's always loved Hello Kitty, and so I gave her a very special Carvel cake that has her favorite character on there. So, you know, you never lose the child at heart. Some people like Cookie Puss and all the Fudgy the Whale, things that have been around with Carvel for so long, and then you can make your own individual like I did for my fiance. So it could be anything that you're thinking of off the top of your head. Carvel DeWitt will try and do their best for you to make that come alive. I've never left Carvel DeWitt with a cake that I wasn't happy with a sundae that I didn't like, and I want to thank Jay Cartini and his staff for doing that. They're what makes it possible. The Carvel product is great, but Carvel DeWitt goes one step further and makes things even better by the way that they treat you and how they do what they do, how they create everything they do. Fresh, handmade, daily are the ice cream cakes. Make sure you head out to Carvel DeWitt. I also want to give a special thanks to Dreisig Apparel, who helps me look good whenever I go out to a game or do an interview, whenever I'm out there in the professional world. Dreisig Apparel outfits me well, helps me to look good and feel good and be comfortable in the clothing that I'm wearing by providing the polo shirts that I have for Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, as well as helping me to feel comfortable when I'm relaxing, going out and doing a fan event, or giving something away with the Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora t-shirts and hats. And I'm happy to be featuring for the Syracuse fan base the Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora for the first time ever orange and blue t-shirts that you'll be able to get at upcoming events. So make sure you get prepared for those and get yourself one of those that you can go and wear at a game, not only at the Carrier Dome, but on the road and in the ACC tournament and the NCAA tournament. So make sure that you get out to our events. Stay tuned to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And Twitter at CallDT. That's CallDT to find out when those events are happening and how you can get yourself an orange and blue special Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora t-shirt in support of the Syracuse Orange fan base. So make sure you get to that. And of course, the original white and the original hot pink that we have to give away that we've had for years, thanks to Dreisig Apparel. Let them outfit your event, your business, your team, whatever it may be. Dreisig Apparel, head there. It's dreisigapparel.com. That's Dreisig Apparel.com. All one word. Check them out. I've used them for years. I've trusted in them to represent my business, something that I care about so very much. They can help you to represent what you care about so much by going to Dreisig Apparel. .com. I also want to thank DreisigLady.com, Dreisig Lady.com. That commercial will be coming up very soon. Make sure you look out for the unveiling of the DreisigLady.com commercial exclusively first right here on Wake Up Call DT.com, and it's basically just in addition to dry sick apparel, this is the lady line, the bamboo line that helps you have comfortable, relaxing clothing, and the athletic line when you're out there working out, going for a jog, taking care of the kids, whatever it may be for the businesswoman, the stay-at-home mom, the student, the teacher, whoever you are, when you're a female and you want to feel good in the clothing, and let's face it, every woman wants to feel good in the clothes she's wearing, wants to feel confident in the clothes she's wearing, and wants her clothes to be able to move with her. Without her having to go home and change and go through all these wardrobes, she wants to be able to wake up in the morning, put the clothes on, go throughout her day, and enjoy her day and feel comfortable as your day gets busy, because any woman is a working woman, and I respect you all. Head to drysiglady.com, and I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed with their brand, with their company, and what they offer you, all the women out there that I respect. Drysiglady.com, that's DREISSIG, lady.com, and keeping with the internet, fanhands.com. You heard from them, the ultimate sports fan accessory are fan hands. You heard me clapping at the beginning of the commercial. Fan hands enhance your clap. When you're on the road at an event, let's say you're going out and you're seeing your team on the road, and there's 100 of you, and there's 10,000 of the home team. When there's 100 people with fan hands on, all of a sudden 100 people sounds like over 1,000 and continues to go exponentially with the more people that you have. So when it comes to wanting to be loud on the road, at home, in the tournament, wherever you may be, outdoors, indoors, fanhands.com will outfit you by slipping on a pair of fan hands. That's all you need. You never have to lose your voice again screaming. You clap like every single person does. The universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. Do it with fanhands.com, and your team will not be disappointed knowing that you're supporting them wherever they go. I also want to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse on the third floor of Destiny USA. If you haven't been there, you have to go out and check out Pole Position Raceway. When I say check out, I'm not saying just watch the racers go by. I'm saying get in one of your cars and make it happen. It goes up to 45 miles an hour. You can go as fast as you want to, as slow as you want to. I'll admit, when I started out, had to slow it down a little bit, had to get to know the track a little bit. But this is, I mean, if you've ever been to Walt Disney World and you've been on test track, this is what it reminds me of. Except for nobody's running the ride for you. You are the ride. You're in control. It's so much fun. I'm looking at the opportunity of having my groomsmen go over there, because you can have up to 10 people on the track, and I have 7 groomsmen for my upcoming wedding. I'm looking to take them all out and have the 8 of us go on the track, race around together. You could take a bachelorette party. You could take your business. If you just hired a bunch of interns, or you hired a bunch of workers and you want to have a team building exercise, or if you have a kids party, or if there's a snow day, and you had Bobby stay over with your son Tim, and Bobby and Tim are looking for something to do, take them over to Pole Position Raceway. Or if you have the girls all together for a party, and you have your little 7-year-old, and Stacy has 7 of her friends, and she wants to do something different, Mommy, well, guess what? Take her over to Pole Position Raceway. Get Stacy and her friends in the car. They'll have a great time. It's truly different. It's exhilarating. It's just, it really is so much fun, because it brings out the kid and the adult. And obviously the kid gets to be a kid and live out a dream of theirs, maybe. Or maybe they never thought about getting out on a track, and this is something that's their first time to do it. But I'll tell you, after you do it a first time, you want to get back in the car and do it again. I can't thank Pole Position Raceway enough for getting me in the car for the first time and helping me to really get what they're doing and get the whole experience. Because like I've told you before, I will never promote a product or a service that I don't use myself or don't believe in. I definitely think Pole Position Raceway, after sitting in the car and going around the track, once you do it you want to do it again. It's not a one-time deal. You want to go back. You're going to be that repeat customer because it's just a lot of fun. And to be completely honest, there's nothing else like it, so you can't simulate it anywhere else. You get to be the driver. Doesn't matter how old you are. So there you go, parents. Take your kids out. If they're going to be going for their licenses soon or their permits, put them on the track. Get them to feel it out a little bit. That way, if they bang into the side a little bit, you could say, hey, you know what? It's on this track. It's safe. We weren't on the streets of New York. We're right here, safe indoors. So it really is a ton of fun for anyone of any age, and you'll definitely want to head back again after you do it a first time. And finally, I want to give a special thanks to Salt City Billiards. They gave me the opportunity to rekindle one of my passions that I had as a kid that my dad helped me to really build, and that was shooting pool. Just being able to go out. I mean, think about it. How many sports can you go out, get yourself a drink, have some food, have good conversation, and still be playing the sport? You can't eat a cheeseburger while you're on the court with basketball. You can't get a salad when you're playing football on the field. But when it comes to shooting pool, you can get food, have that conversation, grab a drink, and just really, you know, you can rekindle friendships, make new friends, come out with the family, have a family reunion, bring your son out. And that's something that I really appreciate is when a father or a mother brings their child out to just spend some time together, quality time, where you can actually talk to each other. I mean, this is not something like where you're sitting and you have to be silent. You're not in any of those areas. You're shooting pool. So there's that conversation that you can have where your attention is obviously playing the game, but you can also keep in touch with those that you care about. And I appreciate one of the dads I got to meet that brought his son out, and he said, you know, Dan, there's really not a lot for me to do with my son. There's not a lot of places that we can go. He's younger. So where do I take him? And he decided to go to Salt City Billiards. He met me. We started talking, and he said, you know, because of you, we're going to come back here. And they have. They've come back for weeks, and they've spent that quality time together. And that means the world to me that my dad brought me out to play pool when I was a kid, and now someone else's father is bringing him out to play pool, and that I've gotten to meet that family, very nice family, that now they are going to have these memories, and I just feel very special. You know, I feel a part of that. And Salt City Billiards allows you to have that. They allow you to build those memories, and they're constantly upgrading and changing things for the better. So that's a great part of it, is that when I met this father and son, this is when Salt City Billiards had looked the way that it had for years, and then they keep coming back. All of a sudden, there's more things going on. There's changes. There's additions. Everything that you're seeing at Salt City Billiards is upgrading it even more so. So you think about going there, shooting pool, having a good time, and now you get to enjoy even more and have even better experience of being at Salt City Billiards. And you can find Salt City Billiards right on Brewerton Road. It's 3707 Brewerton Road, right by the airport, right when you get off 81, minutes from 81 as well as Northern Lights. You'll find it on 3707 Brewerton Road, Salt City Billiards. Truly a place where you can rack them up and have a great time. Thank you so much to everyone that's been a part of my family, everyone that has believed in Dan Satora Broadcast Media, not only my partners, but with you as well, my family, my friends, my listeners who have become friends, many of you. Thank you so much for all of the love, all of the support, and believing in me and coming to me for these stories. I can't thank you enough for being a part of my history, my life, most importantly, my passion, what I love doing. I never work a day in my life. That's the beauty of it. And I thank God for that every single day above all things. So take care of yourselves. Be well. Make sure you download the app onto your smartphone. It's on the Apple Store and the Google Play Store, Sports DT. That's SportsDT. You can also find me on Facebook once again, facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. On YouTube, youtube.com/wakeupcalldt. And on Twitter, @calldt. That's C-A-L-L-D-T. DT. So plenty of ways to get involved. Make sure you have them all ready to go so that when the information comes out, you'll be the first one to it. And thank you so much for caring about what I do. I appreciate it, and I care about you all. God bless you. Be well, and we'll talk very soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports truly meets life.